It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game.
You ready to unload on me?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Spadoni in for Steiny alongside Daryl the Guru Johnson.
What is this, Black Sabbath?
This is Motorhead. This is actually an intro song for a WWE wrestler. Can you guess it? What wrestler? This is their intro song.
I hate wrestling, but Hulk Hogan.
No. He's now like the
Undertaker.
No, he's like the president now. He's like taking over for Vince McMahon. He's
Andre
like,
the Giant.
Oh, he's been dead for like 30 years.
Dude, that was my dad. We loved that smile he had.
Yeah.
Anybody want a peanut?
I just hate that grown men think it's real.
No one thinks it's real. It's scripted. There's a difference, dude.
I better be careful.
Did you watch the documentary, by the way, the Vince McMahon doc on Netflix?
Steiny recommended it. I'm like,
horrible human being. Good God, that guy is horrible.
And why are those the ones that get chosen to, hey, let's make a doc about a guy that might not, or a gal that might not have been the best.
It's the same reason we're interested in like the Menendez brothers docs and all that
other
stuff.
Dude, I watched that one.
Yeah, that one's interesting. Well, they might get out.
There's a gray area. Let me stop.
Yeah.
And the boss and I got into it while you were gone.
Oh, what happened?
So we had a system issue with the maybe fire alarm going off. And he comes in here glowing, raving about how professional you were. And I'm sitting there licking like he knows I was half the decision to play the sound. I didn't tell it, though. I just looked at him like, but yeah, you got the award for thinking on your feet. Didn't even give me no credit, but it's all good.
Well, there's a difference for me.
I didn't do anything either.
There's the A chair, and there's the B chair.
Are you going baby Steiny?
There's differences here. I'm kidding, Goo. Yeah. We're having a great time. We're flying by today, bro. Yeah. And that's, by the way, Triple H is the answer there. Triple H, Hunter Hearst Helmsley. That's the wrestler. Actually married to Stephanie McMahon, the daughter of Vince McMahon. So there you go. The more you know. All guests on 95.7 The Game Guru appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? Tim Roy going to be joining us at 1 o'clock.
How happy is he calling these games?
Are you kidding me? Well, I don't know how happy is he's in Cleveland. I don't know if there's much to do there.
Drew Carey is from Cleveland. Put some respect on it. Drew Carey.
That's the one guy?
Yeah,
Drew Carey?
And LeBron and Steph, born in Akron Hospital.
That's not Cleveland, though. Yeah. They claim Cleveland. That's not. It's Akron. But this is going to be fun. Like, Cleveland's great. Does anyone really think they're going to be there when it's all said and done, though? The Cavs?
Wake me up when they do.
Donovan Mitchell. Come on. It's a nice story. Yeah. But I'm not a believer in that team. Jared Allen, although they did just destroy the Los Angeles Lakers.
But that's what makes LeBron so incredible. Dude went back and delivered the first chip, man.
It's pretty incredible. LeBron at 39 dropped 39 the other day in Cleveland, too.
His son in the G League.
Hey, Bronny.
And it's sold out. I don't care. That's where he's supposed to be.
Well,
he might not even should be. I'm going to quit hating.
We'll get into the Warriors here in a second, but real quick on Bronny, I guess what they're doing is just when they're in L.A., he's going to be doing G League games. When they go on the road, he'll rejoin the team.
Are you kidding me?
No, that's what they said. You don't like that?
No, I just, yeah.
Nepotism?
If it was Donovan, Lil Daryl, or Milan, or Lil Benny, or Nora, we would like.
Let's get Lil Daryl here on the mic. It'd be the same thing. He could be on nights and weekends.
Yeah,
that's the same thing, right?
He's just so you don't. Yeah,
it's whatever. I don't. You know what?
He's an introvert. My son, like,
I met him.
Yeah,
handsome guy. Got great hairline. Got the hairline at the pops.
Yeah, but why not? Yeah. He's not a rapper. My oldest.
He's
is
not
music.
A rapper. Yeah. There you go.
My oldest is spitting.
This Warriors team, Goo, and we can get back into the 49ers a little bit later, but this Warriors team right now has given this Dub Nation believes in this team. And the strength in numbers is back. But is this depth something that they can rely on throughout the whole season? Like, there's part of me that wants to believe in this team, kind of like the X-Files. I want to believe in the Golden State Warriors. I want to believe what this thing is, this thing that's happening is sustainable. because of the defense, because of the buy-in from Buddy Hield, because of Draymond Green, and we'll wait and see a Draymond. Everyone wants to say, I know Bonte keeps saying a champion of change. We'll see.
Right now it is.
We'll see. All right. As I go, Zach Taylor, we'll see with Draymond. But right now, everything's going well. Steph is looking like Steph. It's been impressive, and they're going to get D'Anthony Melton back sooner rather than later. But is this sustainable, what they are doing right now, Guru?
I'm going to tell you, and a new leaf for me, I don't have the answer to your question, son. Is it sustainable? But I'm going to enjoy the hell out of it. And why I do believe it is simple. You got a system. You got a trifecta of guys between Draymond, Coach Kerr, and Steph that have four championships. They know how to do it. So shout out to the old rap group Run DMC. They had a hit song, Hard Times. Last season was hard times for the Warriors and Warrior fans. No playoffs, and we're wondering what's up with Steph. And like a magician, what does he do? Go to Vegas and say, hey, look, things change quickly in the NBA, and maybe he was talking about this Warriors season, but right now, Spadoni, I don't know if it's going to last, but I'm going to tell you this. League, be on alert, because right now it looks like it's legit. You got guys that are moving their feet, playing defense, they're bought in. You've replaced Klay with maybe a better Klay. That's shade, because I love Klay. Buddy Hield shooting 50% from deep. Of course, that's going to come down. But my bigger point to you, and I want to shake you when I say it to you, Spadoni, is why did I think Wendy, who I think has no agenda, but guys in the national media.
Brian Windhorst.
Yeah, thank
ESPN.
You. I felt like he brought that trade scenario thing back up to kind of throw some water on the Warrior fire and everybody being juiced about, where can this go?
This is the sound you're alluding to. Brian Windhorst yesterday on First Take, ESPN.
They may not want to do anything with this roster because it's so good, but the Warriors are the biggest candidate in my mind to make a big trade. Mm. They tried to trade for LeBron James last trade deadline. I know it was one of the most amazing stories that Woj and Ramona reported all last year was that trade talks went down. Okay, that didn't happen. Then they tried to trade for Paul George. Then they tried to trade for Lauri Markkanen. And this is a team that's got an itchy trigger finger trying to make a big deal. All of these players' value are increasing as this happens. Now, they may not want to touch what they've got going, but this team has its draft picks going forward. They have all these guys. They've lowered their payroll by $50 million.
Man.
I think you take that as a compliment, saying this team has been playing so well right now.
I'm going to back off.
This team has so many assets right now that, yeah, they are primed to make a trade if they need to. Right now, it's so damn early. No one's trading anyone right now. Like, I know everyone's, the Bucks, Giannis, all that sort of stuff. I'll wait and see with Giannis and all that whole situation. And also a part of me, to your point, is going to take a step back. When's the last time you traded for a disgruntled superstar and it worked?
Right, no doubt
about it. Anthony Davis with the Lakers, but that took a pandemic.
Yeah.
So, like, there's a part of me where it says, back up. Hey, we just saw a team in the Boston Celtics win by what? Drafting, developing, and then making a trade for not a superstar.
A bonehead trade by another team in your conference.
Correct, with the Bucks and then the Drew Holiday all that sort of stuff. But they got Drew Holiday, and that was the missing link, and it worked. That is what you do, and that's what the Warriors are leaning on right now with two of their developed guys, Stephen Curry, Draymond Green, and some other developed guys, Moody, Pajemski,
Kuminga.
Now, Pots. Is that going to be enough? Part of me is why I say this, Goo, and I'm not trying to be
I get it. It's eight games.
I'm not trying to be a wet blanket or anything like this when I say, is this sustainable or anything like that? I know who the number one and number two are on the Celtics and why it worked. It was Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, whatever combination you want. I thought Jaylen Brown, I think he is their best player personally.
There's no doubt.
I think Jason Tatum gets a lot of love, but I think Jaylen Brown, when it's all said and done,
is mentally stronger
and makes the winning plays when they matter most. But Jamal Murray, Nikola Jokic, you know the one and the two there.
Something's up with Murray, man, in that calf.
Right.
He's not the same, the explosion.
Correct. But just the champions of past, right?
Okay.
When it was the Warriors last time they won, who was it? It was Stephen Curry
and Wiggins.
Andrew Wiggins. I don't think their second best player right now can be a guy off the bench in Buddy Hield. Wiggins has looked good. He's looked good at times. He's also looked like Wiggins, where his stat line's like, 15 points. And the defense is there. Like, can Draymond Green be your second best player if this team's going to win a championship? Like, again, championship is so damn far away, but that's the one question I have. As the season goes on, who's going to separate themselves and be the bona fide number two with the Golden State Warriors? Because I know Steph is Steph. Who's going to take that next step and be that guy? I've seen Andrew Wiggins do it in the past, but that was a stretch. Is that, can he get to that point again? Can Buddy Hield be that guy? But can he be the guy off the bench? Draymond Green, I don't think he scores enough consistently to be that number
two. But he's looking to do it more now, more so now than ever.
Great. That's more so, but that's still averaging like he's averaging 9 points.
You got me excited. Right? But Spadoni is not a baseball lineup. And those questions I had, and Steiny and I batted it around about 1 and 1A, but all of a sudden, it's not even about the 1A or the 2. It's about, you're going to laugh at this and tell me to put the Bloody Mary down. Can you do it by committee? Like, Andrew Wiggins is showing me mentally, he looks like he's so invested like he was in 2022. You cannot, and I said this the other day to Evan, you cannot fake defense. Whatever Jerry Stackhouse, Ron Adams, and the Warrior players themselves have collectively bought into, watch it, but they are suffocating. The ball pressure is real. So when you look at me through 8 games, I'm like, man, please wake me up. But this is something, if they can keep this up, I'm Mr. Trade Guy. I wouldn't even want to mess with this. That's how crazy and drunk I am off of what I'm seeing right now. But Spadoni, I'm telling you, man, I didn't see this coming, and I'm just going to savor and enjoy what it is, because I know I sound like a broken record. 2022, they started off 9-1 and 18-2. I'm just saying, what if they, do you think Steph like not being in the offs? And Dre knowing that we didn't make the offs because I wasn't available for 25 games. I'm just saying, keep the game close. Wiggins, you play. Kuminga, you pop on nights. We saw the switcheroo with TJD and Looney when Looney got the 2-putback. My point is, keep it close and let the chef bring it home.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. That's just my question to Dub Nation right now. Is this sustainable, what they are doing? Because right now you got belief that this team can make a run in the playoffs. I will say this.
The playoffs, but I can't I understand.
But this is what I'm saying right now. I give them that because I'm ready to say 9 games into the season, which is just wild because, you know, given what they've been the last 2 seasons, this is a playoff team.
Okay.
Like, this is not a play-in team.
Okay.
The way they are playing
I'm
right
sick
now.
Of that.
No. This is the way they beat the Celtics, and I get it. The Celtics didn't have Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
They didn't have Kristaps Porzingis, but whatever. That brand of basketball traveled to the defending champions, and they still got Derek White. They still got Jason Tatum.
Wow, you're preaching.
Peyton Pritchard's been balling off the bench for them. They still got players. Al Horford's still there, and they won that game after getting punched in the mouth early. They punched back, then got punched back again, and ultimately made the killing blow there late in Boston with Buddy Hield making that three. So I do think they are a playoff team. I am giving them that right now. Just the next question I have for this iteration, and I'm not trying to be a wet blanket, just can this be sustainable if you don't have a bona fide number two? Because the list of the championship teams, and don't get it twisted, the standard is always championship in Golden State, whether it's Joe Lacob, whether it's Mike Dunleavy, Steve Kerr. That is the standard. So when you have questions like that, who's going to be the number two? Naturally, if you're Brian Windhorst, naturally, if you're Jason Timpf of the Volume Network, who joined you guys yesterday, I'm going to play his sound, you start to wonder, hey, Steph needs someone else. He needs a Robin to his Batman, right? He needs a Flash to his Superman.
Understand,
he needs someone
it.
There. So Jason Timpf, who joined you guys yesterday on if the
JT.
Warriors should make a trade, this is what he had to say, courtesy of the River Islands guest line.
Frankly, I think they should. I think, like, when you have such a high floor, and I know that there's a little bit of a civil war with Warriors fans with this sort of thing, where some of them are like, no, don't tweet this, don't mess with it. And I understand that, especially when you look at the record, right? Like, it's, you don't want to fix something that isn't broke. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, I saw a tweet this morning from a Celtics fan saying something like, oh, we were down 2 All-Stars last night. And I'm like, yeah, Steph doesn't have an All-Star playing alongside him. Like, there is a top-end firepower deficit that is the only weakness on this roster. You also have a realistic 13-man rotation. I think it would be somewhat irresponsible to have this type of depth and to have this type of asset trove and to have this type of player in Steph Curry with this type of timeline and to just be like, oh, but we have great chemistry. We'll just run it through. It's like eventually you're going to need somebody next to Steph that is a dependable, reliable 20-plus point-per-game scorer, preferably in the front court, maybe even another bigger body to have for some of the bigger front lines. Like, that's how I just look at it from the standpoint of needing to win four playoff rounds.
That's what I'm getting at, too. And again, it's so damn early in the season. I'm not going to be this wet blanket and poo-poo what the Warriors have been doing. But the sustainability factor just has to come into question at some point. But you're riding the hot hand right now. You're riding the wave. And the last couple seasons has just been so depressing in the regular season that this has been a breath of fresh air early on in getting out to this hot start.
No doubt. But listen, and JT was a great guest. Evan booked him. I'll just tell you this, Bodoni. I'll say this. JT's not wrong, but I feel like if you were talking about the Durant championships, you're right. There was a Batman and Robin or Batman and Superman. But in 2022, Wiggins was it. So there was no Durant. There was no what guys are telling us to the Warriors need. Wiggins was suffice. So if somehow he can get back to that, and let's just say that alters on a nightly basis if Kuminga steps up his game or Buddy keeps it going. Now, again, I'm Mr. Sometime, you know, prisoner of the moment. I'm doing life. I got to tell you, Spadoni, if somehow they lose 8-10 and we start seeing teams have figured them out and they don't got enough size or whatnot, then I'll personally revisit, like, okay, it's obvious they need to make a move. But what I'm letting you know and what I want to tell Tim, in 2022, Wiggins was that guy. That's all. Spadoni, who are we without? Otto Porter Jr. Okay, I get it. And he was a big part. Bielitsa and Iggy. But come on, man. Like, that's what has me excited that I'm leaning towards, and it's early, not 10 games, that what you think they need, Spadoni, they didn't have in 2022. They had an invested, active Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah, but he's Mr. Inconsistent. I can't count on that guy again. I think he caught lightning in a bottle there.
But how about this year for him? I know he's missed a game or two, but he's been bought in.
He's been solid. He's been good. Yeah. I know the scoring wasn't there last game, and he smoked a layup.
JT?
But he did smoke a layup.
I think his knee went out.
He played great defense there, and Jason Tatum still ended up shooting 50% and got his 30. But you made him work for it and stuff like that. But Andrew Wiggins, I can't count on him to be that guy yet. Just like we're talking about Draymond Green and being fully bought into what he's doing as a person on the court. It's day by day. Okay. Same with Andrew Wiggins. Right. Again, he could have a great game tonight and then just not show up against the Thunder.
That's fair. It's just, but it doesn't change the standings in Fantasy or for Fanatic. You know that. Why not just enjoy what it is, because we're all going to eventually find out, right? That's the beautiful component of a season. But right now, I don't think anybody in Dub Nation coming off a season in summer where there was no playoffs should feel like dirty about being excited possibilities.
Yeah, be excited. I'm not telling you not to be excited.
And I know you're not, but that's where I'm at.
Again, I'm not Captain Sunshine and Rainbows all the time kind of radio, because we do that, it's just not gonna rate well. It can't be happy, positive, 100% all
sunshine
the time.
It just rainbows?
Can't be. And Rainbow. Okay, not Rambo. Okay. Are you talking about Sylvester Stallone?
No, is that Rainbow.
Oh, Rainbow. Yeah.
But Rambo. Oh, he was bad.
Oh, come on. Let's go. Sly Stallone, baby. I'll give you a 2 for that one. That one sounded like you needed to go to the hospital right there. I don't know what that was. 888-957-9570. Is this sustainable for the Golden State Warriors is all I'm going to say. And if it is, are you going to make a trade? Do you want to make a splashy trade? Like this whole Giannis thing right now, like do you want to plug Giannis right into Steph? Listen. It sounds sexy. You got the Greek freak. You got the chef. Together, you're going to make chicken pitas. I don't know what you're going to make.
Some tzatziki sauce,
right? You're going to be doing something. I can go for some Greek food right now. I can go for some lamb. That sounds delicious.
Good Greek food. Give me, like, I've had lamb. That's Greek food.
Yeah.
Okay, but give me something else.
Like a Greek salad?
Let's go get Greek food. Give me something.
What do they got, like chicken souvlaki or something like that? I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly. We got to get the great
Give me your chicken dish.
Where's our girl, souvlaki. Elena Matsorkis?
Happy birthday to her yesterday.
Is it her birthday? Yeah. Oh, happy birthday. Hey, happy birthday to the boss, by the way, too. I saw you guys brought in cookies. Right? Is that what you guys
I tried
did?
To do more, but yeah, we brought in cookies.
And there's no leftover, obviously. You guys ate all those. It's just, you know, you're supposed to leave some
snooze, you lose, bud.
Well, no, the 5 a.m. shift just
Dude
gets hosed.
Didn't like
every,
any.
I get hosed every morning. There's nothing ever like Sam and I.
He had 8 people outside. He ain't listening. He had 8 people outside his office. He's on the phone. People got to go to their lives, waiting to sing happy birthday. And he's in there on a call. I just wanted to go grab the phone and hang it up. Like, dude, we got to get out of here. No, we're waiting to say happy birthday. I hope
I'm
you don't
just,
hear this.
I'm just like Matt, by the way. I will go through my entire day without acknowledging it was my birthday. I'm not a birthday guy.
What
I'm
happened to
guy.
You as a kid? You only get one of them.
I mean, I got...
Some don't even get it. Come on.
You'd think I would be a big birthday guy because I have 9 siblings. So you'd think like, wow, this is my one day out of the year. So
that
I'm really excited.
Weird.
But you know, it's just, it's never... I don't like being the center of attention
it's
like that.
It's your day.
Every day is my day because I focus
on
myself.
And then you go to other
right?
people's birthday parties and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Celebrate your own, though. Yeah. Think about it.
Yeah. We'll see.
As oh, dibs. Like we got a dibs text.
Oh, what the dippers say. 888-957-9570.
Give me what's up. What do you think? He probably said something about Greek food.
Well, hey, no. Shout out Dibs. He's, you know, I saw him do the ice bucket challenge or whatever.
I was supposed to. I didn't want to mess up the hair.
Oh, was that the real?
Nobody,
that was it?
Nobody knew.
Wear a cap.
So did he. Dibs did. He had a cap on.
There you go. He's shout out. We're going to go to Joe here in the 818 before
chicken
the break.
Chicken shawarma is what he's saying.
Shawarma. There you go.
Shawarma.
Yeah.
Oh,
there
boy.
You go. That's, yeah, the Mediterranean. No.
Okay.
It's all right. That's very popular in like vendors over in New York City.
Okay.
I'm sure we can find some good Greek food or Mediterranean food here at San Francisco. 888-957-9570. Before we hit the break here, Goo, let's go out to Joe. He's in the 818. What's going on, Joe?
Joe.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Excited.
I wanted to chime in on the, if you can, they can sustain their type of defense right now. And I think that that's great that you guys were talking about that. And I wanted to tie it to something if I can. You know, they're doing that with a full rotation, a full roster, that kind of pressure. If we go down at the end of the year going into the playoffs and they go down to 8 people, you guys really think they're going to be able to keep up that kind of pressure on the other team?
Wow.
I don't.
That's
so
interesting.
Think about that.
What do you, real quick, Joe, like, so, what do you mean? That, what pressure? Like on defensively?
Like
you don't,
they'll tire if they're not playing a lot more people.
That kind of, the pressing defense that they're doing now on ball defense. They're getting that because they're playing a lot of guys, and so a guy can just drive, just really run himself into the ground for 15, 20 minutes. He can give the team everything they have, and then somebody else comes in and does the same thing. So, you know, I'm kind of concerned as they go on through the season, if they decide toward the end of the year to go down to 8, I don't know if they can, like I said, I don't know if they're going to get that kind of defense early. Cool.
I got you.
And I can add, if I may, I'm in the group of people that doesn't want to trade young players and draft picks to get some guy that might or might not be the answer, because once you're going to give up so much that you're not going to have that young talent that right now seems to be gelling and really working together really nicely.
Thank you. That's Joe in the 818-888-957-9570. Do you agree with them? How sustainable is this? We're not talking playoffs just yet, although I do think this team should be upgraded to out of the play-ins, and they should be viewed as a playoff team. Yeah. Are you there yet? 888-957-9570. We'll ask Tim Roy at 1 o'clock, voice of your Golden State Warriors, right here on 95.7 The Game. He'll be on call tonight in Cleveland as the Golden State Warriors, who are, dare I say, best in the West right now, are heading to the best in the East.
Hey, Cleveland's undefeated.
They're undefeated. They haven't lost. Are the Warriors going to hand them their first loss? That tip-off is today at 4:30. Tim Roy on the call. 3:30, Warriors live with Willard and Dibs. That's all coming up next on 95.7 The Game, presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Joe Spadoni.
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 Get locked in.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Joe Spadoni. Who was that? I recognize one.
Who'd you recognize?
Tim Roy.
He's joining us at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, no doubt. Who are the others?
That was your Golden State Warriors basketball team right there.
Wow, man.
Don't get it twisted. They know who Spadoni is.
Joe Spadoni.
The fact that Matt Nahegian, our program director, spelled my name out during those reads when they had to record all those with just like six or seven O's with Spadoni.
Joe 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 Spadoni.
This might be greater than the Curry jersey.
Get locked in is my favorite part.
Dude,
thank you, Matt.
Good.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you,
Spadoni,
Lucas.
Yo, Spadoni, why you don't come around no more?
I know. In.
It always, it always turns into like an East Coast Italian-American accent. I'm from California,
that's
just
dope,
a funny
man.
Part. No, that was awesome, though. And it's I do feel like I made it when I got my own rejoins for the pregame show, and Andrew Wiggins is saying it, Brandon Podziemski, Jonathan Kuminga is saying it. It's pretty cool, although... Steph and Draymond.
Yeah, no doubt.
I didn't get Steph and Draymond. They're kind of dead to me. I'm going to be honest.
They're
not my favorite
players. They were busy, Spadoni.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, you know. Just, oh, who's Joe Spadoni? Yeah, I'm only doing it if it's Guru or Steiny. Sorry.
That's too funny.
Shut you talking to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Guru. Always a fun game.
Always a fun game. And you know what? The Warriors have been fun right now, Guru. I've been feeling Golden State Warriors game. It's been a while since I've turned on a Warriors game, and I expect them to win.
Man.
Right?
That
the
is
last couple
a
seasons,
lot.
It's just like... Yeah, they might lose to the Blazers, or they might lose to the Jazz.
Even up 14 or 10 or right? 20, we saw it all last year to the Clippers, just a bunch of teams. And I just got to really – I know it's early Joe Spadoni, but Mike Dunleavy's got to be sitting somewhere. And again, maybe his trump card is he really wants to make a big move and get a big boy next to Steph and Dre. But the bottom line is right now, this is crazy. I mean, look at the standings. Who scares you? Like tonight, Cleveland's undefeated, but if the Warriors can go to Beantown, do what they did to Boston, no Brown, we get it, no Porzingis, and then lay another or the first L on Cleveland, like – it's just the first 10 games are just incredible. And then, oh, by the way, you got OKC Sunday.
This stretch right here,
it doesn't get any better,
is going to be fascinating. So right now, they're 7-1, the Golden State Warriors. It's like, well, if I told you that before the season, Guru, this Golden State Warriors team would be 7-1 at this point, what would you have said?
You need to go to Kaiser and do something in a cup.
Really?
Yep.
That you had faith in this team.
I was like, who's the number two? And I told you guys all, and I told Steiny, oh, we're going to play 12 deep. That don't work in the league. It might work at De La Salle or Logan, but that ain't – what was your high school?
Palma.
Palma. Come on. But it's working right now, so that's why I'm shocked. Depth galore.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask you this question. Let's say at the end of this little three-game stretch, we're going to call it, because these are all contenders, right? Cavs, Thunder, Mavericks. Your next three games.
All right.
What if I was to say they were 8-3? Is that my math right?
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
8-3, you're still feeling good?
Yeah, feeling hella good, as they say in the Bay. And the reason is, this team is still working on itself. It's still honing in on its identity, which right now, everybody loves what they see. But, you know, I feel like we're robbing this Warrior team of even getting it better or taking it to the next level or level. So, 8-3, oh my gosh, Spadoni, oh a dollar. Hell yes, I take 8-3.
Okay.
And if you're telling me that... I know you don't believe this. I am so sick of the play-in and the Warriors being involved in that. Even going back to 2 years ago, I hate it. Everything about its existence. So if somehow they could be a traditional, you know, top six team. And I know Evan yesterday was talking about top four. I'll take it. And let's put something in the cap because I'm feeling it.
Put in the cap.
The Warriors will win the cup this year that the Lakers won last year.
The NBA Cup?
Yeah. What do we call it?
It's the NBA Cup. That's what it's called now. It used to be the IST, the in-season tournament.
Yeah. Okay.
But now it's like the NBA Cup.
The Warriors will win the Cup. They're taking this, and the dirty little secret around the league right now, and I don't like it. That was going to be what's bugging you at two with Willard and Diggs.
DLS, dirty little secret.
Your first time, huh?
Yeah, no, I've done it once. You weren't here. I've done it a couple times.
Well,
I filled
that was a
in.
Thursday. Well, I don't make fun of myself.
It's my first what's bugging you, okay. But I've done crosstalk a couple times.
All right. What if, oh boy, uh-oh. I'm going Steiny.
Oh boy.
Come on, Ken. What if, come on, Spadoni. We are talking about the cup. Oh my gosh.
It's too old.
Oh, that's mean.
Yeah.
Go. You lost it? Oh no.
Look, everything you say, I disagree with.
Right. Keep going, Spadoni. Have my back, brother. We all agree on one thing. The whoopee.
Is that what you're talking about?
That's the truth. But
you're saying you think they're going to win the NBA Cup is what
okay,
you're saying.
Gotcha. Okay, gotcha. And then I was the branch off of that was, oh, you had mentioned
8-3.
No, you'd mentioned how stars aren't playing. And I'm not saying these stars are sitting out or load management or, you know, around the different cities, but am I wrong to say you could almost manipulate your way through this NBA schedule because so many games that you think are going to be difficult, the Joe Spadonis or the stars won't be playing. And that's just a trend early on. But I feel like, you know, this train is not slowing anytime soon.
Well,
that's just how I feel.
I would look at it like this, if you're the Warriors' perspective. You lost one of your best players for, what is it, 27 games last year in Draymond Green. I don't give a damn who's playing and who's not. Like, I can only play who's in front of me right now. And I'm not going to feel sorry for you because I need to start stacking wins. Because last year, you were chasing the entire time. Now you're
setting
the tone.
But you got off to a good start last year. Remember, we were 6-2.
Yeah, but it was kind of fugazi.
Stoney was the only one saying you hadn't really.
It's kind of fugazi, though. Okay. Yeah, last year was kind of fugazi because it was more so like, you're kind of squeaking by. This Chris Paul thing.
The Clay.
Right. I don't know. This seems so much more sustainable, at least in the regular season, when it comes to, it's almost kind of like, and this is, people are going to scoff and like roll their eyes at me.
Who cares?
But, and this team is different because you have Steph Curry and you have Hall of Famers on this team. Almost like the Atlanta Hawks with Budenholzer. Remember, like, they just had depth everywhere.
And went out the first round.
Or they went to the Eastern Conference Finals one year with Budenholzer, with Kyle Korver and who was it? All those guys over there. I'm going to go Stephen A. Smith and them boys. Like, it's almost kind of reminding me of that, where it's just like, yeah, they have so much depth that even if they're missing a Melton one day, or a Pajemski one day, or a Kuminga, or if Wiggins is out, like, they have so much built into this team when it comes to experience. And can we give credit to Steve Kerr real quick? Is it, for as much as this fan base loves to complain about their head coach, who has won not one, not two, not three, four titles as your head coach.
One in the first year. One in the first shot.
He deserved it.
And they wanted to fire his ass last year. Wanted to fire.
But that's dark.
Oh, his contract
Twitter.
Is up? Yeah. I don't think we're going to resign. No.
That's crazy. That was
a lot of
thing.
The people calling here at 95.7 The Game. So let's give him his flowers now because Steve Kerr has been doing a hell of a job when it came to the coaching staff, Jerry Stackhouse, Terry Stotts bringing him in. He was doing a hell of a job when he was over at Portland going up against the Kevin Durant Warriors. Hell, he took them to the Western Conference Finals. So adding a mind like that was huge. And by the way, Terry Stotts was actually part of that Milwaukee Bucks staff last year.
Yeah.
Then he left because he just didn't think they knew what they were doing. And by the way, he ended up being right because the Bucks are just an absolute mess with Doc Rivers.
Adrian
all over the
Griffin's country. Somewhere laughing.
Right, exactly. I would be too. I'd be hanging out drinking a Mai Tai over in Thailand or something like that. But give Steve Kerr his flowers, what he has done with his staff and what he has done enabling his players and empowering his players like a Buddy Hield, like an Andrew Wiggins, like Jonathan Kuminga, who's bought in to his role, by the way, Guru.
You got
to
give him credit. And every Warrior right now and coach, the podium game is just, it's beautiful. It's like Barbara Streisand. It's just Phil Collins. It's just good on the ears because everybody's saying the right stuff. And I got to say this, it kind of started before the season did. So before the players actually like, look at us, look at our record, they were kind of, Buddy and Buddy came in when we were out there at Chase. Just a good, he seems like a good dude, personality.
Big smile.
No doubt. You're like, it's just infectious. But I will say this about Kerr, going back to Windhorse, you almost got to give Kerr super duper credit on the I don't know where the origin of the 12 deep came from. I know Windhorse had said he got it from the Olympics, but right now, early, he looks like he's been in his lab. Where, and I'm asking you, where do you think or what day he was driving or whatever he was doing with his family where he said, you know what, we're gonna take a crack at the 2024 season with 12 deep rotation, and right now it's coming up roses.
Well, I know it wasn't this deep, but, I mean, let's not get it twisted. His first year at the Warriors, what was the phrase? Strength of numbers.
It really was.
You had guys like Leandro Barbosa, guys like Maurice Spates, guys like David Lee. You had all these different players that fit into this nucleus at the very top. Sean Livingston, obviously Andre Iguodala. You had all these different players and journeymen all bought in to this, and it was a perfect storm. And he ended up beating LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love.
People got hurt.
It doesn't matter. People get hurt. That's life.
That's how Toronto won their chip.
Ow! The Niners lost Dre Greenlaw. The Niners lost Greenlaw in the Super Bowl. You think the Chiefs are complaining about that?
Which is the worst injury I think I've ever seen in sports.
It was horrible. He ran on the field and he tore his Achilles.
Running to go on the field.
It was horrible. It was awful.
But Warner looking back.
And he was crying. There was tears in his eyes. That was brutal.
You're
talking about injuries and guys they need back desperately on that defense.
Dre Greenlaw. No doubt
about it. I don't know if he's going to be the same if and when he does come back.
Right.
But 888-957-9570. Give Steve Kerr his flowers for what this Warriors team is doing right now. Verducci is in El Dorado Hills. I saw Verducci yesterday. He hollered at me. I was walking down our old building, that area, by the way.
Okay.
Not in front of the Gold Club. I was over in front of the Museum of Modern Art. I think Verducci was just like, hey, Spadoni, where are you going?
He's a real one.
Ducci, what's going on, man, with your own Spadoni guru?
Hey, happy Friday, everyone. Spadoni, it felt so good being able to be cruising around San Francisco and saying hello to another fellow Italian, man. That made my day yesterday as I was I was in my lab just doing walkthroughs for my clients. And if Matt Nahegan's back there in his lab, get my company out there. Let me go ahead and put it on an event for 95.7 The Game. Let's get this party for our Warriors, baby. That's what I'm saying. But you know what? I'm so proud of Steve Kerr also just making the adjustments with, I think, getting the right coaches, the assistant coaches with Stotts and Stackhouse. They have made a huge adjustment. And the fact that they're getting back to what made them successful in their title runs, and that was that nitty-gritty defense and making it difficult and blitzing, around the perimeter and the ball handlers. And they having to make quick decisions and really kind of creating turnovers. But I love the fact that where we're at, we haven't even been fully healthy. Think about it. How many games have we played where we've been actually fully healthy? And so for me, I'd say don't make many changes. I think if we make any changes, it might be for something like a Vucevic. I like him out of Chicago. I know he doesn't provide a ton on defense, but he could be kind of your stretch five where Green can kind of be more in the paint. I just think if we go after someone like Giannis, love him, but it would kill our depth. We wouldn't have much on the bench, I feel like, for what they'd be asking for. So I think right now we keep strength in numbers. We keep it to the 12-man rotation. Warrior fans, it feels great to be on top. And, fellas, you guys have a great Friday.
Back at
you. Donnie, maybe I'll see you in the streets again, baby.
Let's go. Hey,
he's Italian too, huh?
Of course. Verducci, you kidding me? Come on.
Verducci.
We got our ears to the streets here in San Francisco. 888-957-9570. Hey, Gu, I got some exciting news right now. Can I read it to you?
Man.
You know Klay Thompson? You heard of that guy, right? Splash Brother. You may have heard of him. Number 11. One of the greatest.
Daddy named Michael.
Yeah. Klay is coming back Tuesday night as the Warriors take on the Dallas Mavericks, as you know. And by the way, Jason Kidd. 9 o'clock, morning roast. You're not going to want to miss that on Monday morning. Cannot wait. J-Kid, the pride of Cal Berkeley. But the Warriors are taking on the Mavs on Tuesday night. Listen to the game right here, 95.7 The Game. Leading up to the game on Tuesday, you, Steiny, and Willard and Dibs will be live from Thrive City. But wait, there's more. As I go Billy Mays here, we will be giving you a chance to win a Klay Thompson jersey on Tuesday in the 8 o'clock hour. Right at 8 a.m., 12 p.m., and 4 p.m. hour. So 8 o'clock hour, 12 o'clock hour, 4 o'clock hour. Three opportunities to win a... I was almost going to say something I wasn't supposed to say. To win a Klay Thompson jersey on Tuesday. You got to be listening. 8 o'clock hour, 12 o'clock hour, 4 o'clock hour. Your opportunity to win a Klay jersey. And this just in. The Warriors have announced that every person that attends the game on Tuesday in Klay Thompson's return will receive a captain's hat to salute Klay, who, as we all know, frequently commuted to Chase Center on what? His boat.
Wow. Yay.
So you get a Klay Thompson captain's hat if you go to the game on Tuesday. Fans are encouraged to arrive early for a special pregame salute to Klay Thompson. It's going to be a great night. Come on.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
You going to be at the game?
Yeah, and we're going to be broadcast. I'm not leaving. I'm wearing a suit, too.
You're staying there.
I'm just wearing a suit. Why are you wearing a suit? This Klay, you're in third. Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
No,
so you're going to have opportunities on Tuesday all day long right here on 95.7 The Game, 8 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 4 o'clock hours to win a Klay Thompson jersey. It's going to be Klay Day here at 95.7 The Game is what I'm trying to say. You don't want to go anywhere else when it comes to your Warriors and Klay coverage Tuesday. It's going to start at 5 a.m. with me. Pre-game show. I'll be getting you guys. Please. Am I ever nervous at 5 a.m.?
Oh, boy, Italian stallion.
Honestly, Goo, it's too early to be nervous at that. I'm so damn tired. It's just I wake up on the air in the 5:30
seriously?
Segment.
Seriously, what time do you go to bed? Normally.
9 o'clock, I try to go to sleep.
You're playing.
No.
You're too young to go to bed that early.
No, there's some games where I have to catch them. I have to record the second half. I can't. It's just, it's too
Are
much.
Are you kidding me?
No, I can't. It's just.
I'd be coming in here with more bags than SFO.
No, I already got the dark circles, man. I'm 31 years old. I got the grays coming in, Goo. Come on.
You look good. I'll tell you if you had to. No, you ain't got to. Sir, you look good under the eyes.
Well, these are more genetic anyways, but it's fine. Are you excited Tuesday?
Yeah, he's like, get off of this. Of course I am. We talked about the biggest or the NBA version to comebacks like Klay. Durant kind of got robbed of his because of COVID. But LeBron going back to Miami.
Reunions, right?
Yeah, reunions.
I'm trying to think of the last one in not Major League Baseball, but basketball in particular.
Look at the director of sports.
Oh, we got it. What do we got?
We got the hat.
Put it on.
Yeah.
Oh. Come on, give it to me. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Dude, this Merle Steubing, this the love boat.
All right. So if you're watching us on Twitch, Twitter, or YouTube, all powered by First NorCal Credit Union, Guru and I are wearing the captain's hats. They're going to be given away if you attend the Klay Thompson reunion game, if you will, where the Mavs take on the Golden State Warriors Tuesday, Chase Center. How do I look in this thing? I got to pull up my Zoom.
Let me see you. You look legit. I can see you. Yeah.
Am I more Gilligan or am I Skipper?
I'm saying Gilligan.
Okay.
I'm more like
tough.
Morgan Freeman.
No, who was it? Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Oh,
there you go. You're Cuba. What was that movie with Robert De Niro where he's the sailor? That's you.
I know the movie, not the name, of
there
course.
There you go. Or Pearl Harbor, he was the cook, right?
Oh,
there you go.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that didn't end very well. But there you go, Goo. We got
They're
the captain's hat on.
They're giving these out. They're giving these out. With the Warrior logo.
These are pretty sweet.
No,
I'm not
going to
lie. These are cool.
Warriors know. They know how to make it happen.
They do.
Man.
It's kind of like how the Giants were for a long time, where they knew how to treat their players, the legacy players.
Yeah.
And I felt like we kind of lost that in the Farhan Zaidi era. The Warriors, though, Joe Lacob, they know what it's all about.
No doubt,
it's come
man.
To honoring guys like Klay Thompson that deserve to be honored. This guy has meant so damn much to this team, this franchise, this community, dude. The guy was just driving on his boat in the bay just for, bleeps and giggles. He was just having a good time. Klay Thompson, he embodied what San Francisco and the Bay Area was about. He was chill. He was lax. He was California, man. And he's coming in on his boat. I miss Klay around here. I know it didn't end the best. He went 0-for in that game against the Kings.
I hated
how it ended, too. But you know what? It's about celebrating what he meant to this team and this fan base.
I know there's going to be tears, and not just from him. I cannot wait to see the emotion, Spadoni, in that building. And I liken it to, and this is different because he was returning, but he's returning back to the Warriors. Remember when he made that Sunday night debut comeback against the Cavs?
Yeah.
When he had when he came back a couple years ago. And that was like, there was a tearjerker in that. But this is, he's gone. He's returning.
And it's Luka, it's Kyrie, it's the whole damn thing. Luka, by the way, not looking like he's in shape. What is this thing, by the way?
But that's what makes him badass. He was in the finals.
Yeah, why?
With a beer belly.
Like, people are just saying, like, it takes a few months for me to get in shape. Excuse me? How did he be in shape in the summertime? Wasn't he training for Slovenia? What are they doing in Slovenia for the Olympics?
That's how they get in.
They're smoking cigarettes and drinking beer?
And who was the old Maverick, and I got mad at him, that took, when they clinched to go to the finals, took the beer from Luka?
Oh, that's right. I forget his name.
Michael Finley.
Michael Finley, there you go.
I'm like, let him live.
He was
he just dropped 35, 10, and 8.
Luca was hanging with his pops, too, just shooting the breeze, drinking a beer. He's like, yeah, give me that. You're not drinking that.
Fat boy.
Yeah, they got kind of waxed in that finals, yeah, not going to lie. It was not a good matchup for them.
But they made it.
They did. They did. How's this West feeling for you right now? Like, are you expecting the Mavs? Are you expecting the Timberwolves? Like, the teams we saw last year, are you expecting those teams to just get back to where they were?
I'm a Julius Randle. I feel like I play like him. But I think he messed Minnesota up. Steiny texted me when I texted him that. Like, it's early, and it is. But
what's this guy, Finchie? You're taking shots at Finchie
There's just something that I feel like they lost with Cat going out the door. Now, I could be proven wrong, but I'm going to tell you this. I'm looking at what's going on with Phoenix because I think highly of Booker, Durant, and now Bill looks like they got a point guard, okay? But I'm looking at OKC, and I'm sorry. It looks like not a team of destiny, but they remind me of the Warriors when the Warriors won their first one. This just, they got number one picks everywhere, just lottery picks everywhere. So right now they're 7-1. They play the Warriors Sunday. But to answer your question, Spadoni, that's only the real team that, from a talent standpoint, that legitimately scares me from the Warriors. Dre and Steph and Kerr have done this, and Looney. So this Dallas-Houston thing, whatever, sack, we still owe you something. Mm. But the bottom line is OKC is the standard to me. And some could say, "Goo, they're young. Why are you giving them all that?" Because they're good. They're good. They're long. I'm telling you. Holmgren's better than Wimby. Wimby's playing his ass off on D, but his offense is a mess.
The fact that that guy is like 8 feet tall and shooting the amount of three-pointers he is doing with the Spurs, I don't know what the hell they're doing.
No, and you're not by yourself saying
also,
that.
Greg Popovich, he's
not here.
He's not doing. I hope he's okay. That's kind of scary that we haven't really heard anything from that. He left for some health reasons. Yeah. Guy's a Hall of Fame coach, one of the greatest.
I made a joke saying when he initially left, thinking it was much of nothing. Pops got at me, and I was like, "Oh, he's out for real." So thoughts and prayers.
To Pop. And he's old. He's a little bit older.
But the Wimby thing, Spadoni, you got to go. Come on, dominate.
Chet's a little more.
He's got some hood to him.
He's got some dog in him, which I didn't know he had. I thought he's got some like Wankster in him where I didn't really take it seriously. He had that commercial where he was wearing that leather jacket last year.
He's getting
like,
comfortable in his own
looks
skin.
Looks like Slender Man. Yes. I don't know what to like make
he's
of him.
He's got some game though too, Spadoni.
Oh no, he's really like the Warriors saw that firsthand last year when he snatched their souls. We had the bad foul where he made three shots. They came back and
they got your favorite player now. Of the little veteran.
Oh, Alex Caruso.
Yeah, Caruso.
That's NBA champion, Alex Caruso. We got Tim Roy joining us, Skew, in about 20 minutes, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Be sure to download that free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube, Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. 888-957-9570 is the number. Man, Clay Day cannot come soon enough. But first, we got the Warriors taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers today. Starting at 3:30, our coverage right here on 95.7 The Game with Warriors Live. Willard and Dibs will have that on lock before leading into 4 o'clock, where the coverage of the great Tim Roy will start. Tip off at 4:30 right here on 95.7 The Game. And coming up, Goo, the segment is brought to you by San Francisco International Airport. Tim Roy, we'll have him on here.
Yeah.
Plus, more of your calls, more of your texts. How do you feel about this team? Is this sustainable in Golden State? I think it is for the regular season. We'll wait until the playoffs. But you know what? Just enjoy it.
No doubt.
And we're enjoying a Friday here. Spadoni, Guru.
Payday.
Ken, Lucas, 95.7 The Game. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.